The weekend is coming. We're a little nervous here in Calgary. Won't lie to you. Watching these,
I understand.
Watching these LA Kings every night is a killer.
Well, you're sitting there. Giordano goes out. What are you, 7-2-4 since Giordano goes out, and now it's going. It goes backwards for a second. Yeah, I can understand the nerves. Winnipeg looked really good last night. You know, I was watching. I worked the Montreal Winnipeg game, and I'm sitting there, and I understand the Montreal Canadiens have got to do what's best for themselves, and they've got to rest Carey Price. But I'm sure there were a bunch of teams in the Western Conference looking at that game last night and saying, "Really?" And you know, it's not like Tkachuk's a bad goalie, but you'd much rather see Carey Price going against Winnipeg than you'd rather than see Dustin Tkachuk.
Well, and apparently so too the Winnipeg fans as they were chanting, "We want Carey."
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't want Carey.
Yeah, like I'm all for the chance they get going, but I wasn't sure about that one. That's a careful what you wish for. Want to get your perspective on what's going on in Vegas. We know that there's things are in the works. They're building an arena. They're doing a season ticket drive. But
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I know, Rhett. But in this case, believed all along more because of the appetite of Gary Bettman than anything else. But he's got well-heeled owners in Vegas. He wants to be there. And it seems like, I know that the owner said, get ready for the next couple weeks. We might have a little announcement to make. Are you hearing the same?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's the announcement that they're getting a team. That's more the announcement of that they've reached their season ticket goal, the 10,000. That's what I think that is. I had written a couple of weeks ago along the lines of, would anybody be surprised if they announced the Vegas team at the NHL Awards? Because if you look at the way that they've done this timeline, all of a sudden now they've moved the GM's meetings to Vegas, and normally those are at the Stanley Cup Final. They pick a game during the Stanley Cup Final where the GMs show up and they have their meeting, and they're not doing that. They've moved the Board of Governors meeting to Vegas on the day of this during the awards. That timing is actually pretty normal. But you look at that, and it all looks very suspicious. But I was told that it's a coincidence, and they're not doing it that way. That will not be the timeline. However, from what I'm hearing is that they will meet with the board and present their, you know, here's what happened with the ticket drive, here's where things are going with Vegas, and then they'll take it to the board and say, do you want to go here? And put it this way, if Bettman says they're going there, they're going there. I've always believed it's going to get done, but I don't think you're going to hear the franchise announcement soon. I think you're going to hear we reached our ticket goal announcement soon.
And this is going to be expansion, not relocation, right?
Yes, I had heard that they had asked if they could do relocation in Vegas and were told no, that it's not going to be a relocation, it's going to be an expansion. And so that's where I believe it stands right now. It will be expansion. Every year I ask people around the league, is there any chance at this time of year, is there any chance that the league looks at all different next year? Like we have a, 30 teams or more than 30 teams, or they're not in the same places that they are right now. And I was told for next year, there's no chance anything's going to be different. So, and I think with Vegas, I think the plan is still the same. The plan is it's an expansion team and not a relocation.
Been watching NCAA free agents signing with NHL teams here. Of course, Calgary managed to get Kenny Morrison out of Michigan, get him signed. Andy Murray, great coach down there, is taking care of him. Getting down to the short numbers now in terms of these guys potentially signing, right?
Yes, the big ones are all pretty much gone. Like the two skaters who had the most attention were Casey Bailey, who went to Toronto, and number one was Kyle Bond, who went to Chicago. Now, there's Matt O'Connor, the goalie. He plays today. He's probably the biggest one. But there is the possibility of another name coming out here, and that is Zach Hyman, who is actually a Florida Panther draft pick, who was who plays at the University of Michigan. His college career is over, and he was a Hobey Baker finalist this year. And there is a chance, and it's not really sure where it is right now, but there's, I wrote about him this week, and then I got a note. You know, he's an unrestricted free agent if the Panthers don't sign him by August the 15th. There were two of them that were kind of being looked at for this. One was Michael Paliota, a defenseman for Vermont, but the Blackhawks did get him to sign. He signed with them yesterday. That was a big coup for Chicago. But this kid, Zach Hyman, he's a Toronto kid. He's a Panther pick. He's a winger. He had a really good year staying for his senior year. I don't know if he's going to sign in Florida. So there will be teams watching that situation to see, does this guy go, or does he hit the market like Kevin Hayes did last year?
Just a thought on the two playoff chases, Elliot. I can't help but think of the ticking time bombs that, lay in San Jose and Boston if those two teams aren't in, and San Jose looks like it's done already.
Yeah, you know, the Sharks got a big win last night. I mean, how about Mike Babcock after that game coming out and saying that Mrazek is going to be a starting goalie for a while, basically? That is a big deal in Detroit. That team is going the wrong way at the wrong time. But San Jose, I mean, there's going to be changes. I think that, you know, I think Todd McClellan, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Todd McClellan wasn't coaching somewhere else next year. Boston, I'm curious to see. I mean, now all of a sudden you look at it, and the Florida Panthers are 3 points out of the playoffs there. They're really ugly on the ROWs, though. They're really behind both the Senators and the Bruins, but they still play the Bruins twice. You know, the thing that concerns me about, you know, I mean, Boston, they're going totally awry, but this Ottawa situation, Andrew Hammond, I think he's hurt. He was noticeably limping in the postgame yesterday. Logan Couture ran over him on Monday night when Ottawa beat them. I think Hammond's hurting. They don't want to play Driedger, and I am really curious to see if Craig Anderson shows up in goal tomorrow night when Ottawa plays Toronto. I think that Hammond is hurting a lot more than he's letting on. He did not move well last night, and I think he's hurt a lot more than we're being told.
I don't have a problem believing that, because like you say, he did not look comfortable in the crease, let alone just getting off the ice. Even just sitting on the bench, he was in discomfort.
Yeah, he's and Driedger, who you guys obviously know really well, he's had a really hard year. You know, when he came up a month ago for a game we did against Montreal, this year in the East Coast League, at that time, he'd made 100 more saves than anybody else. And, you know, I think they were happy he was in the East Coast League in the sense that he got to play every day, and that's what you want. You don't want your young goalie sitting on the bench in the American Hockey League. But, you know, the journey from the East Coast League, even if you're facing 1,200 pucks to the NHL, you've got a game of mortal significance you've got to have tomorrow night against Toronto. I don't know if they think he's ready for that yet. So they need Anderson to be in that goal as fast as they can.
So Monday morning, am I going to wake up as confused as I did today with, I mean, Boston?
Isn't that natural?
You did walk right into it. You walked square into that one.
Fine. No, but is anything going to be, are we going to get anything cleared up this weekend, or is it just
going to
stay?
No, we're going right down the wire, Rhett, in both conferences. And, you know, it's entertaining. It's not easy, I know, for you Calgary fans especially, but it's entertaining. I mean, remember when 2 months ago we thought the East playoff race was over?
Oh, yeah.
And now we're sitting here. No, we're going to be just as confused until the end. I mean, the other thing that's amazing to me right now is all of a sudden, the Edmonton Oilers are 5 points ahead of Toronto. Within 5 points of Toronto. I mean, that's it. And with 2.5 weeks to go, Edmonton could pass them. They could pass Toronto.
Only Edmonton could screw this thing up, eh?
I mean, Toronto, like everybody talks about Buffalo and Arizona, how much they're tanking in that game last night. No team has done the tank better this year than Toronto, but they started too late.
How is the mood in Toronto? Is it just basically
brutal?
So they don't sell out for the first time in forever?
Yeah. And again, last night, lots of empty seats.
Oh.
It's nasty here. In my lifetime, and I'm 44 years old, and I've lived, you know, in Toronto for 40 of those years, there's never been a team where I think the the players hated it, and the fans hated the team more than this year ever has happened. Never.
You know what? I want to. This is, boy, I even hate to ask because we've talked so much about it. But I was at the rink the other day, and there were enough people. The name came up of Phil Kessel. Are you convinced he gets traded this off season? And and would it be crazy to think that Calgary could be a landing spot? Or do you see? I know because we've asked this, but it was brought up again, and you can build a case for why it could make sense.
I believe that I'm not convinced will be traded, but I believe they will take a long look at it. The Maple Leafs, to me right now, like this is, and I think it's the Phaneuf situation. Phaneuf, on the day before the trade deadline, the Sunday, my belief is the Maple Leafs and the Red Wings had a deal, or were getting close to a deal, that was going to send Dion Phaneuf to Detroit for Steven Weiss and Brendan Smith. And other pieces, draft picks, whatever, but those were the three key pieces. And then that night, the Tampa Bay Lightning traded Radko Gudas, a first and a third, to Philadelphia for Braden Coburn. And that killed the deal to me, the Phaneuf deal. The Maple Leafs looked at that trade, and even though Phaneuf has 6 years left on his contract and Coburn only has one, the Maple Leafs looked at it and said, Dion Phaneuf is a better defenseman than Braden Coburn, so that's what we've got to get.
I've heard the same.
And I think Toronto is in that phase right now, like Vancouver was with Roberto Luongo. Like, damn the contract. This is a good player, and we're getting value for him. So, if that's what you're thinking for Phaneuf, imagine what you're thinking about Kessel, who's got 27 goal or whatever, and he's had a terrible year. So I think they will look at it, but they're going to demand a good trade. With Calgary, to me, you have to have a dressing room of strong people that can pull Kessel in the right direction. And that is the judgment to me for the Calgary Flames. If they're in on this, do they think that Giordano and Brody and Russell and Monahan and all those guys they've got there are good, strong enough to pull Kessel in the proper direction? Because if you believe the answer is yes, then I think you pull that trigger depending on the price.
Can he handle the practices here? I mean, I don't know for sure, but the rumors are his conditioning is always a factor. And in Calgary, that's Bob Hartley's go-to.
You know what, though? You strip it all away, and when it comes down to it, he's a 30-40 goal guy. They don't become available very often.
Yes, but he's a 30-40 goal guy. Sorry, but he's quit.
No problem.
Has he not? Like, he's so.
They've all quit this year.
I don't know that that makes it okay.
No, I don't think it's okay at all. Like, I think, you know, like, to me, it doesn't matter how bad your team is. Do you have personal pride in your own self and your own? You have your own drive to say it doesn't matter how bad we are. I'm going to try to make the best of it. And they've all quit, and it's not acceptable as far as I'm concerned. And you know, Kessel is a guy. If you ask anybody who's played with him, he has tremendous natural gifts. He really does. He's a tremendously gifted guy. He's not the hardest worker. He doesn't take a lot of advantage of them. And I know the biggest concern with Kessel is, from the organization, is if he ever suffers an injury, and I almost hate making this argument, but it's just a team argument because this is a guy who beat cancer at one point in his career. But the worry is he gets older, if he suffers an injury, he's not going to be able to come back from it because his conditioning is weak. That is the issue that I think they have with Kessel. But in terms of his pure ability, he is a difference maker. You just have to have a strong core of guys that will say to him, all right, you got to be better than this, and we'll make it work for you.
Thank you, Elliot. Have a good weekend. What are you doing tomorrow? What do you got going?
We got early games are Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal, Florida. The late game is Vancouver, Dallas. It's a big night of games. I mean, every game, as you guys know, seems to mean everything, unless it's Buffalo, Arizona.
That's right. Yeah, no kidding.
Then you're cheering for the other guys. Yeah.
We'll talk to you Monday, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.